So it's 4th of February. We're in, I don't know, what's this place? The Royal Oak Pub on St. Joseph Street. I'm Ten Harbour and this is...
I'm Lucy Foster.
Okay. Alright, so Lucy, why don't we start with what attracted you to Brighton?
I came to Brighton for uni, so it was the course really that brought me to Brighton, rather than culture, and then kind of realised the culture was awesome when I was here. So, and then I stayed because I liked Brighton, so, and also for another course, so yeah.
So what university did you go to?
Brighton.
To study?
Humanities.
Okay.
And then critical theory, so.
Okay, and what year did you come in?
2008, okay. And then that was 3 years, and then 2011 to 2012
is
now, so yeah.
Okay, okay. So why did you choose Brighton?
The course, or city?
Both.
It was where I got let in for uni, so it was... It was not a thought-out decision, really.
It was the only place that accepted you?
I don't know, because I can't remember, but possibly, yeah. But then I came here, and I'm glad I didn't go anywhere else, because I wouldn't want to go anywhere else, hence I didn't for my Masters, so, yeah.
So where are you from originally?
Haslemere in Surrey, which is shit in comparison to Brighton. It's, yeah. Yeah, very conservative, very boring town. So you come to Brighton, it's a breath of fresh air, so, yeah.
So what was your first impressions of Brighton?
Also the nice laid-back seaside town. Everyone's very open. And yeah, nice, interesting place to live. So yeah, it was nice and young as well, which is nice.
And that was important to you?
Not really, it was being by the sea is kind of important to me, which, yeah, it's nice to live by the sea, yeah, and then also making friends down here, like, maybe we'll stay as well, yeah.
Okay, so what about your course, did you make good friends on your course?
Yeah, I made really good friends on my course, but I'm still in touch with people from the undergraduate and from the postgraduate, so... Yeah, my friends from the course were all awesome and kind of close still now, so that's nice.
And where did you go out when you went out with your friends?
Mash Tun all the time, and Lucky Star quite often, and started going to Revenge more lately. It's, and where else? Concord 2, Comedia. Yeah. Places okay. I can think of.
Yeah. So, I had a question then. Okay, so tell me about Revenge. Like, when did you start going there? Because you said recently that you've been.
Recently I've been.
You said that you started going there recently.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to you didn't start going there when you first came to Brighton.
No, I didn't, no.
Okay. Why is that?
I only kind of came out like 2 years ago, so then I started going since then, which is... Yeah, I just didn't go before, so go with my friends from uni, which is fun. Yeah, so I like going there.
So do you have any memories of a good night out at Revenge?
Memories of quite a night out at Revenge, which is a bit worrying. I've had some fun nights out there. I find that it's very kind of male dominated, which has kind of put me off going since going there. Which is a bit odd, but yeah, so I like going there, but yeah.
So what nights do you go? Do you go to particular nights?
Well, I know it's ladies' night on a Thursday, but I nanny on a Friday, so I can't go on a Thursday. So I go on Friday, which is not so ladies' night, just on the list. So I tend to go on Fridays after work. Yeah. I don't go that often, though. So yeah.
And how do you feel about it when you go in? Like, you go in there just to dance? You go in there to look for people, or like, what do you feel about the women who are there?
Well, I go there. I tend to go to the Green Door store, then go there. So it's nice to go from somewhere kind of straight orientated to somewhere more kind of gay friendly or queer friendly, so it's nice to go there and kind of, yeah, not feel so kind of like a minority sort of thing. But I kind of go there to dance, really, so yeah.
Do you remember the first time you went there?
It would have been... No, I don't. I remember the first few times I went there. I don't remember the first in particular. It's, yeah, but it tends to just be the same every time. I'm kind of a bit, kind of, don't find it so interesting anymore because it is just, yeah.
What do you think about the music?
Really cheesy. I've got to be really drunk to talk, which, yeah, it's not really my kind of music, but it's, yeah. It is fun though, if you're going for a night out and you're going to let loose, it's quite fun.
What about the first time you went there? What did you think about it?
Mm.
Like, your first impressions of Revenge? Were you expecting anything, or...?
I don't know.
Like, the way it looked? Smelled? Music?
Okay, the first time I went there was to see Khalees. Which was awful. She's awful. But, so, first impressions were that people were really cold and really horrible. I think it might have been from the crowd that were going to see her, but that kind of put me off going there for ages because everyone was just kind of pushing each other out of the way and things, and it's just really unfriendly atmosphere. And didn't go there for 2 months after that. Went back after that, and it was just a normal night, and it was much friendlier and much more open and much nicer. So, yeah, but that put me off going for a while. What was the rest of your question?
Just like what your first impressions were.
Okay.
For Revenge.
Choose the music. I think the first impression. And the people not being very friendly from that gig. Yeah.
But it didn't put you off going back a second time. So what about the second
time? No, I don't know what... I think... Well, my friend is very expensive. He likes to go there, so I went there with him. So, yeah, so that's... Yeah. That's what I said about the second time, I think. Yeah.
Okay, and what about recently?
What, going there recently? Well, it's been more me kind of steering him to go there recently. And then, again, being disappointed that it's just going again. So it's kind of stopped going. But it's still fun, as I said, just to start. Yeah.
So what do you think about... the kind of queer scene in Brighton, like the nightlife, would you
well,
have been anywhere
I've
else?
Really experienced of it, so it's kind of, I want to get to know more of it, so it's sort of, that's the place where, the go-to place, from what I understand, so you go there and it's like, oh, well that's not really suited for me, so I'm in the process to find it elsewhere really, so I don't really know it really.
So you haven't found out any other queer spaces?
No, but I've been studying a lot lately, so I've only just started going out of things. Yeah, so it's... Yeah, I don't know where to go.
Okay. Okay. What about sports or hobbies? Do you have any sports or hobbies that you're interested in?
I like running and swimming, so they're not very social things. And hobbies are kind of academic, so they're not really hobbies. Yeah.
Okay, what about plays or exhibitions? Have you been to anything interesting recently in Brighton?
I can't think of anything. I don't know, not lately I don't think. No.
It's okay, that's good. That's alright. Okay, so I'd be interested to know, earlier you mentioned that you've only come out recently, about 2 years ago.
Yeah. So that's not particularly recent.
Do you want to talk about that though? I mean,
That was being in Brighton helped that.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know that you're in a kind of safe space to open up to people. So, and also as well, coming to Brighton at uni, it was the first time that I made gay friends, so it's kind of people that were already completely out and everything. So that was nice. It's kind of, it still took me like 2 years to be able to. But yeah. Yeah, so I think that it was having close gay friends that enabled me to feel comfortable to do that, and then that's another strong factor for wanting to stay in Brighton as well, too, because you know that it's a friendly, solid place. I do think the gay capital thing, I don't find it like, well, it's very gay friendly, but from my experience of coming out and kind of trying to get involved in culture, it's hard to break into anyway. So, yeah.
Do you think it was in Brighton that Brighton influenced that, or was it just your friends in Brighton, or do you think it was the two?
It was the two, I think. So, I went to a tour and then went out with my friend and two of my friends, and then someone who was on course, and my two male friends are gay, and then we were out with the girl, and then they paired off, and then I was out with the girl, and then the friend said the next day, my housemate, we're in it really close, and he said, oh, I thought you were going to get there, and that was when I kind of knew myself that I was bi, but I didn't say to him, I didn't really realise to myself, and then he said that, and then that kind of triggered everything, so it was that. So I think it was being in Brighton around, yeah.
And how did you feel when you realised?
Really mixed feelings. Kind of exhilarated to be able to sort of say it to, well, have a friend, a really close friend, to just say that as though it was normal, which obviously it is, but to realise that after ignoring it for years is lovely. And so exhilarated and also scared, so yeah. Yeah, but I don't think that would have happened elsewhere. I mean, it must have happened elsewhere. But I think that being... Yeah, I think that Brighton made it more kind of... less scary, I think.
Opened your eyes.
Pardon?
It opened your eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then, so, what about coming out to your friends? Like, how did they take it when you told them?
My closest friend thought I was completely over the top where I told her, bless her, because I invited her around, because it was like a big thing to me, and she was from my hometown, and so she thought that something really bad happened in my family, so I really needed to talk to her about something, and I told her, and she said, oh, is that all? So that was nice. And then to my family, my mum said, what's that? Which is just ridiculous. Yeah, no, so that's fine. It was scary, as you'd have thought. But fine, yeah. And makes you realise, well, it's completely... What you expect of people can be completely different to how they actually feel. Yeah. But I'm not out back home, because it's not a very gay-friendly town. Although it'd probably be fine to be, but, yeah.
So you're out to your family?
Yeah, and my close friends. But not everyone. So, like, people that I study with, I'm not. Which is a bit shit, but it's just me. I want to be comfortable myself before I come to everyone.
So how do you feel when you're coming out to someone? I mean, is it scary? Is it?
Yeah. I hate admitting it all, because it's nonsense that it should be, but yeah, scary, but then, yeah, I think it's scary, and I think the worst thing is being scared to tell people, yeah.
What about when you meet new people in Brighton, like through work, or when you go out, when you come out to them, like?
I'm much more comfortable doing that. I think it's a thing of changing people's expectations, changing of you. That's what I don't like, because like when I told my dad, I was like, but I'm the same person. He was like, you're not. And I was like, but I am. Yeah. So I suppose, yeah, it's just a fear of being treated differently, which I suppose, yeah, is what made me want to start coming out to people, because I hate being hailed as straight when it's not the case. So that's really what pushed me to tell people, because, yeah, you just feel like you're being false, and it's just, Yeah, but there's still some people that I'm not, and then that's, yeah, like my Olivia family, and I haven't met them, and it's kind of, yeah, I should, because I don't like being there. Yeah.
So what's holding you back, just because their perceptions of you?
I think what's holding me back more is, I want to be comfortable with my own sexuality before I can tell people about it, so it's, I want to kind of, yeah, exactly that, I want to be comfortable with it before I tell other people, so yeah.
So, when you say you want to be more comfortable with it, like, what does that mean now, like, that you're still coming to grips with it, or?
Yeah, and Yeah. Don't really know what to say.
Okay. In the sense of I hate it, but maybe going for a phase, or do you think that maybe you...
I hate that too. I don't.
Or do you think maybe actually you're possibly more lesbian, or...?
Well, that's the thing, yeah. There's been a fair bit of that, and then realised that I'm definitely bi, and then I also hate the label as well, because it's kind of... It's... Because I go through phases, so yeah, I do go through phases, but of thinking... is also, and then thinking, oh, but how's that going to change my life? So, I want to embrace that it's awesome part. Yeah.
So how do you think you'll do that?
By getting more involved with the community and stop being pointless and scared. I think is the only thing that's holding me back, really. And I want to do that now. So
is there anything in Brighton particularly that offers you the chance to do that? You think that you might explore?
I went to Gay Pride, but I was working that evening, so I had to go to work. So, and also going out with my gay friends more, but trying to stop them going to events all the time. So, plus as well, I don't want it just to be kind of seedy and sort of just meeting people in a club setting. So that's kind of not what I want. So it's kind of just working out what kind of community is there and getting involved in it. So yeah, that would be the thing.
Okay, so you said that you met gay friends. Like, where was that?
At uni.
Okay.
So
how did you meet them?
In my course, so in my seminar group, my closest friend, how do I do names?
You make up a name.
All right, okay. My closest friend was gay, and we always hung out, and we were housemates, so he was the person that came up to me and kind of said that, so, and then someone from my course now is gay, and then someone else from my course, so I've just been surrounded, but with a kind of positive community, and that's fine, that's lovely. Whereas before, I was 19 when I moved here, and I hadn't really met gay people before, which is kind of ridiculous.
So when was it that you met your gay friends? How old were you?
19.
Oh, right, okay, I get you.
I think 19, yeah. So, my first year. Yeah.
So you weren't part of, like, the LGBT society, or...?
No, because I was, like, third year, and then it was all really busy with stuff. But I think that I should probably get involved with all the stuff too. It's, yeah. Yeah, but none of them were either, so... It was more, I kind of, yeah.
Okay. So how do you identify that? You said bisexual.
Yeah.
So why do you choose that?
Well, I haven't really thought about that politically. And it's kind of, I just find it accurate because I don't, yeah. I think I prefer the word queer, actually, because it's kind of a lot more all-encompassing, and it's kind of a lot more fluid, which is nice, so, because I kind of, sometimes I like men more, sometimes I like women more, so it's sort of, and you kind of trap yourself when you start thinking, like, am I more lesbian or am I more straight, it's, Yeah, I don't know. So I don't really know how I identify. I say to people bi because it's just a quick description. But it's not really... Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So, how do your male gay friends take it that you're bi? I mean,
They're very welcoming. They're kind of pushing me to feel more comfortable with it, and they're really good influence. And yeah, my closest friends are male gay friends, so it's nice to have that kind of it's very nice. Okay. And also reinforce that idea where you tell people they don't care. It doesn't matter.
Where do you think the people's way of thinking, like the categorization of people, like having to have labels, where do you think that came from? Or comes from?
But like historically? Or
generally?
Well, I think. Well, the first thing I think of when you ask that is when you're filling in job application forms and they ask you which one, and it's just like, I was talking to my friend about this recently and he said I never fill that in because it's nonsense, and I think that it's mainly for that kind of stuff and the statistics things, also for trying to, I don't know. So for making, I don't know, also for stereotyping people as well. Just kind of, yeah, no, I think for statistics and things.
How does that make you feel?
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's just a bit pointless. Because you kind of wonder. Well, for one thing, I'm never sure whether to put what box to tick, like whether to say not willing to say, or whether to say what's actually accurate. And I start saying not willing to say now because I don't like the idea. I don't want to give that information. So yeah, because it shouldn't matter for a job.
Okay, cool. Anything else you can think of about coming out? Anything? Emotionally, physically. Like where were you when you first realised?
I was in pub down in the lanes.
Which one?
I can't remember. Oh, the Fishbowl. So. Yeah, so my friends had left, and then it was just me and this girl. And it just felt like a date, and then I kind of had a kind of click, and then my friend said, let's stay outside in our garden.
So how did you feel in that moment when you were with the girl?
Well, kind of empowered and nice and kind of not scared. And like, oh, I'm this, and that's okay, and this is nice. And then, yeah, so, yeah, it was cool. Yeah.
Has anything happened since with the girl?
No.
Was she just a friend?
She was just a friend, yeah. Yeah.
I was hoping it's turned into a great happy
ending.
No,
so did I. yeah, that was... Yeah, no, so nothing happened to her, but it still kind of spurred on lots of stuff for me, kind of. Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to politics. Is there anything important to you as a queer person that you believe in politically?
Is there anything? Politics is important to me. I don't know.
Watch me. Not him.
This is another thing as well, because I'm not really out. I'm obviously not particularly political about it, which is one of the things that I want to address or whatnot. But I do pay a lot of attention to it. Like, for example, applying to jobs. There was, on one of the websites for jobs that I found, there was a history of how people have been excluded from the workplace and things. So it's read things like that and stuff.
Because of their sexuality, how they identify?
Well, because of how you kind of see how they've been excluded, how people have been excluded from the workplace. Like, I haven't read the whole thing yet, but I found it interesting. I don't go on marches and things. I go on marches, but not identifying as bi or queer. It's just.
What marches have you been on?
The ones against tuition fees, which just.
Were they in Brighton?
Brighton and London. Yeah.
So tell me about
actually,
the one
that was one thing that was which my lecturer brought up and was very interesting. Was there was someone had a plaque of David Cameron and what's his face, Nick Clegg, and it was basically insulting them, but making out that it was that they were gay or something. And it's as she pointed out, and it's completely true. You're helping for one thing, but then you're completely then being offensive in another way. So it's kind of seeing how those two things coincide is interesting. If that makes sense. It's, yeah. Yeah, I know we're on the Pride March, but like I said, I had to leave in the evening.
So tell me about that then. Was that 2012?
Yeah. I was really hungover, so it was just kind of just trundling along, really.
But like, where did you start? Like, how did you get involved?
London Road. And I was out with my friend who, yeah, so we went and then met lots of people, so that was fun. Yeah. So I got involved by being out with my friend. Yeah.
How did you feel when you were marching around?
I don't know. I kind of felt like I wanted to be more involved and like there was kind of world possibility without sounding really cheesy. So I felt kind of proud to be in Brighton as well. You do feel that, like you're in a good place when you're at something like that. That was cool. Yeah.
Okay. Did you meet anyone?
No. No, because I had to go to work .
Okay. Anything else about Pride?
I can't think of anything else. What kind of thing? I mean,
anything, like the weather, like any stories from it, like what did you do?
Got drunk on St. James's Street, and it got cut short because I had to go to work, so it was just kind of being in the parade and then hanging out on St. James Street, so it was a lot of fun. And you do kind of realise, like I said before, the kind of city you're in, and it kind of encompasses it, so it's nice. It's cool.
Explain that a little bit more, when you say the kind of city you're in, like, what do you mean about Brighton?
So, like, obviously Brighton's a gay-friendly city, but it's when you sort of see it all brought together in one event, and, like, it's just nice. Yeah.
Okay,
I don't have much to say about any of these things.
No, that's okay. Okay. Okay, so family. Nothing else political, like
what's the have? Media rallies.
Part of any lobbying societies or what about the choices you make? Any choices, like food-wise, vegetarian, vegan, pecatarian?
I'm a meat eater, and I try not to eat that much meat, but I'm not a vegetarian or a vegan.
Or like, do you boycott anywhere if they're not gay-friendly or...?
I went to a thing last night actually, four places, a Comedia, there was Bent Double, so that was kind of slightly off the topic, but just thinking of places again, and that was kind of, they were talking about Pope wearing stuff that made him. Well, yeah, no, it was, yeah. And no, that's another example of getting more involved in the community, I suppose. Yeah.
So what do you mean?
Because it was lots of, because it was a mainly gay night, so.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. No, it's not so involved in politics, sorry.
No, but it's, what, it's a comedy night.
Yeah, which was awesome. That was hilarious.
So tell me a bit about it. Is it performed by queer people?
Yeah. So 3 out of 4 acts were queer, and I don't know much about the gigs at all in India, but it was, again, you feel like you're in a very gay-friendly city. I don't know how often it's on, how often the nights are like that, but yeah, no. So I suppose there's, yeah, no, you can see Brighton's gay capital more the more you think about it. But what? I hadn't tried to get involved in gay community elsewhere.
So what? So you want to become a comedian? What do you say you want to get involved with that?
Oh, not a comedian, no. I'd be shit. No, but just go to more events and things where it's more. Yeah, where you're less a minority, I suppose. So yeah, so just keep kind of seeking things like that more, I suppose. Yeah. And then the other thing politically, so places boycotting places. What kind of companies do you mean? I can't.
Anything. We can move on if you want.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Okay, cool. So family. So we talked a little bit about your family already.
Yeah.
That you came out to your mum and your dad. Do you think coming out to them now is easier or different to what it would have been maybe if you come out when you were younger?
Yeah. If I was back home, I wouldn't have had the kind of support that I have from my friends that I do here. So I kind of realised when I was younger, but I didn't kind of realise that I realised. And it was, yeah, I would never have come out to my family if I hadn't had the kind of close group of friends that I have here now. So, yeah, so that's nice, yeah. Yeah.
What about compared to history? Say, like, if people were coming out maybe 50 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, actually, that's another thing. Yeah, so we went to New York, and this was before I came out, and we went to Stonewall, and that was...
When was this?
2010. So this was before I came out, but when I knew that I was, but I hadn't told anyone. So then it was kind of a time where I could grasp their kind of... relationship to like the history and things. It was kind of a good way to measure how safe I was telling them, because yeah, which was lovely as well. And since I told my parents, they'd made an effort to, like, although they were initially shocked and sort of a bit homophobic because they hadn't thought about it really, they make an effort not to hail me as straight things now. And like, my dad recorded a Stonewall documentary and things, which is really touching. Yeah.
Okay, so what if your family had been from Brighton? Do you think that would have made a difference?
I think it would have made a difference, because kind of the language that they use, and things they say.
Like what?
Like, for example, my little brother just goes, oh, it's really gay all the time. And that pisses me off, because it's just, I mean, it probably shouldn't, but it's just, because it's just unthought and derogatory. So, well, I don't know if that would change if you're in Brighton, because you do hear people saying stuff like that in Brighton still. But I think they'd be more sensitive to the kind of the impact of things they're saying. Which was interesting about the Polari stuff, because I hadn't heard about that before. So, yeah, no, I can't even understand that. But. No, I think they would have just been more sensitive if they were in Brighton.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to talk about relationships and
Haven't really had any.
Okay.
So I don't really have anything to say.
Do you think the queer scene in Brighton? Tell me about the queer scene in Brighton in relation to relationships. Like, do you think people are friendly? Do you think it's cliquey? Do you think people kind of profile you as straight and therefore?
Yeah, but I think that's more my own doing. It's than other people. Like when I go to events, I go with my gay friend who's male, and I feel like I'm seen as the straight friend of my gay friend, which I could do something to address that, or I can present myself in different. Well, I don't know, but
do you want to present yourself differently?
I don't want to present myself differently because I don't really think that's appropriate or necessary, but. You know, so I don't find it cliquey. I just find that I know a lot more gay male friends than I do gay female friends. So not really cliquey, but just more male dominated. Although another thing as well is, since being here, I know three people, female people, who have come out, like, since being here as well. So it's kind of, yeah. So it's kind of, for other people as well, it's a more comfortable environment to be able to feel comfortable coming out. Yeah, but I wouldn't say cliquey, but just because I'm not as involved in it to know. Really. Yeah.
Okay, so representation, I mean, do you feel accepted in Brighton for the way you live?
Yeah, I went through stages of feeling like I had to express myself more kind of alternatively, and then I kind of realised that was a bit shallow. It doesn't really matter. When I first came out, I thought I've got to wear dungarees and have short hair and wear dot marshmallows, which was ridiculous. It was kind of a way for me to sort of preempt telling people, which is bizarre. But now I don't feel like I need to do anything to sort of. Yeah.
So did you do?
Yeah.
What did you change?
I cut my hair short and I wore dot lashes and I wore dungarees.
How short?
Like your length.
Like really short?
Yeah. Just grown it out actually because I like being able to tie it up. But but it was, again, another part of sort of marking feeling different in myself. So it was less about being accepted more than, I don't know, marking something. Sort of an event or whatnot.
So you feel in Brighton you can just be who you are?
Yeah, I don't feel like it's necessary to put on airs and graces in any way. That's another thing which I love about Brighton, because it is important to feel comfortable where you live and not have to do all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's it.
That's cool. Okay, that's pretty much it. I have one question. What do you think makes Brighton a gay capital?
I don't know. At the risk of repeating myself a lot, but I'd say the community. Yeah, it's not a huge community. Or it's I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay. No, that's okay, that's cool. So nothing else about coming out or identifying as bisexual. I mean, what does bisexual, what does the word mean to you?
It's a bit of an ugly word. The word doesn't really mean anything. That's the thing about coming out. I told my mum, my brother's bipolar, so she said, what's that mean? As though I was coming out without having mental disability or kind of problem. And because she didn't realise what it meant. She thought that I was saying to them down and tell them that I'm bipolar, which is a bit bizarre. It doesn't really mean that much to me, apart from like the obvious definitions that you're sexually attracted to men and women. Yeah, and it does just make me think of forms of jobs. It's, yeah, that's what I'm going to go.
Okay. So when was it that you kind of realised that you were bisexual? You said in the fishbowl.
I said,
was
yeah,
it like
so,
summer?
It would have been March, I think. Yeah, I was, or April. Yeah, April, I think. Yeah, I was writing my dissertation at the time, and then, yeah. Although I really realised when I was like 13.
So tell me about that.
Well, that's, well, because I just knew, and then it was just, like I said before, I realised, like it was like I knew, oh, but that's not okay, I'll hide that. And then in the fishbowl, and after having that conversation with my friend, fucking years later, which is insane, it was, oh, okay, I've kind of ignored that forever, and that is the case, and it's okay, so.
Why do you think you ignored it?
Well, I don't know. Because my hometown isn't as friendly, I think if I'd have grown up in Brighton, I would have felt more. Because I didn't know other people. So, and because I thought that if I ignored it would go away, I didn't want to be different. And it's just sort of, yeah.
And how do you feel about being different now?
Well, that's what I mean when I kind of embrace it and think it's awesome. Like, yeah.
Okay. No. All right then. So if you're happy, that's it.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right then. So that's the end of the interview.
3 o'clock.